It's always a great joy to open the Word of God with you during this combined service.
在联合崇拜的时候，我们打开神的话语，总是一件很令人高兴的事情。
So we have just had the communion to worship our Lord.
我们刚刚领受了圣餐，来敬拜我们的神。
So now we come to the Word of God to learn what He has to teach us.
现在呢，我们转向神的话语，来看看他要教导我们什么。
So if you have your Bible, turn with me to Titus.
如果您有你的圣经的话呢，请翻到提多书。
Titus chapter 1 is the passage for this morning.
今天我们要讲的是第一章的经句。
So the passage has just been read to us.
刚才呢，要讲的经句呢，已经给我们读出来了。
So, but to give you a context, so we may have to go through the previous verses.
要得到一个上下文的背景呢，我们要回到上一次的讲道。
So it has been 4 weeks since Pastor Tommy opened the Word for us on February 1st.
上一次Tommy 牧师在二月一号为我们讲道的时候呢，已经是四个星期以前的事情了。
So he explained that.Verse 5 to us about what Apostle Paul told Titus.
在当时呢，他讲解了第五节，就是讲到保罗对提多的指示。
So Apostle Paul apparently must have visited the island of Crete.
当时呢，保罗呢应该是拜访了这个格里底岛。
So although the Acts.Did not record any of those trips.
虽然在《使徒行传》里面呢，并没有，讲到这一个行程。
So we can speculate he must have visited them there after his first Roman imprisonment.
所以呢，我们假设，他拜访格里底岛呢，是在他第一次在罗马受囚被囚之后。
So most likely between A.D. 62 and 65.
大概是在主后的第62到65年。
And also, apparently he didn't stay there long enough.
而且呢，很明显呢，他没有在那里待很久。
Because he left Titus behind.
因为呢，他把提多留在那里了。
So in this letter, Paul explains to Titus why he left him there.
所以呢，保罗呢就解释了为什么他把提多呢留在那里。
So in verse 5, we have.This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order and appoint elders in every town as I direct you.
所以在提多书的第一章五节呢，他说：“我从前留你在格里底，是要你将那里没有办完的事都办整齐了，又照我吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。”
So, Pastor Tommy explained to us the apostolic.Assignment, deployment, and commandments last time when he preached to us.
上一次 Tommy 牧师跟我们讲解的时候呢，他讲到了这个使徒对提多的这个差派他这个任务。
So he finished the sermon with apostolic commandment, if you remember.
他当时在结束讲道的时候呢，他用了这样一个命令。
So, but before that, he also talked about the deployment, the assignment, the two assignments in particular.
他也讲到了两个很具体的任务。
The first one is to put what remained into order.
第一个呢，就是把没有办完的事呢办整齐了。
And the second one is appoint elders in every town.
第二个呢，就是在各城里设立长老。
So from this you can know Paul probably wasn't happy with what he saw in Crete.
在这里呢，你可能会猜到说保罗大概对他在格里底岛所看到的情况呢不是很满意。
So probably there were some doctrinal issues to address.
可能呢有一些教义上面的事情呢需要说明。
So maybe there's some spiritual immaturity among the members.
可能呢在会众当中呢有一些属灵方面的不成熟。
And also the leadership structures needs to be established.
还有呢就是领袖阶层领袖的这个构架呢没有 还没有建立好。
So that's why he said, you know, appoint elders in every tongue.
所以呢，他就说呢，要在各城里设立长老。
So from what I studied in the last week, say, you know, historians have different opinions about how many tongues on the islands. So from what I studied last week, historians have different opinions on how many tongues, how many cities on the islands.
上星期呢，我在研究这个经文的时候呢，就看到呢，说对这个格利迪岛到底有多少个教会呢，没有一个定论。
So some say there are five big cities.
有的人说呢是有五个大的城市。
Some say even fifties.
有的人呢甚至说有五十个城镇。
And some even say close to 100.
有的人说呢，甚至有一百个城镇。
But regardless.
但是呢，无论如何
，So there are many places Titus needs to go.
有很多的地方呢，提多需要去到。
So and also he needs to appoint elders.
他需要在那些地方呢设立长老。
So if you look at Titus chapter 3 verse 12, you will find out this assignment must be a temporary assignment.
如果你看提多书的第三章的第十二节呢，你就可以注意到。这个任务呢是一个暂时的。
Because Paul said to Titus, "Do your best to come to me at Nicopolis."
因为保罗在那里说呢，你赶快的来到这个地方来见我。
So for when we studied this passage, I have to wonder, you know, how can Titus appoint elders to in every city in a short period of time?
当我在研读这一段圣经的时候呢，我就在想说，提多是怎么样做到在这么短的一段时间之内，在这么多的城镇里面设立长老。
So I had so many questions.
我有很多的问题。
But before we dive into the text this morning, I want to impress a couple of observations I had so that you know what this message is all about.
在我们仔细的去研读这几节经文的时候呢，我有几个事情呢想先跟大家说明一下。
So the leaders, the Titus in this case, he really needs to react to follow apostles' orders immediately and quickly.
在这里呢，提多呢需要很快的来遵循保罗的指导。
He doesn't have much time to say, "I have to wait."
因为他们没有很多的时间说啊，我可以来等待。
Definitely he will pray, but he will say, this is the Lord's church, Christ will take care of it.
因为他想的就是这是神的教会，要快速的行动。
So Paul said, you go to appoint elders.
所以呢，保罗对他说，快去设立教会。
So this reminds us, as the leader of any church, needs to follow what the apostle teaches us in the scripture.
这也提醒到我们所有的教会要来遵循使徒的教导。
So sure, we need to bring it into our prayers.
我们也需要来祷告。
So we need to be patient.
我们需要有耐心。
But after all, we need to do something.
而且呢，但是呢，我们也需要来做事情。
But I don't know how much time Paul gave to Titus, but apparently, as I said, it's a temporary assignment. It's a quick one.
我们不清楚到底提多有多少时间，但是呢，我们知道是一段很短的时间。
So this serves as a reminder to all of us when we gather, we worship the Lord in a local church. Be a leader or just a member, you need to do something.
所以呢，这也提醒到我们作为整个的教会，教会的领袖或者是会众，我们都需要来做一点事情。
So in this case, Titus needs to appoint elders.
在这个情况下呢，是提多是需要来设立长老。
So and also I remember, you may have seen on the screen, I titled this message as the qualifications for the elders.
你们可以看到，在这个我是把这个讲到的题目呢是叫做长老的做长老的资格。
Okay. Do I have it on the screen? Okay.Yeah, but I want to remind you, you know, if you're here, the first combined service of this year, 2026, when Pastor Tommy said we are going to study the book of Titus, and the theme for this year is godly living.
我不知道大家还记不记得，在今年的第一次联合崇拜，也就是一月份的联合崇拜，汤米牧师呢是讲到的是说，我们要过一个敬虔的生活。
So and then you will wonder, oh, this is just for the qualification for the elders. This may not be for me.
所以呢，看到今天这个题目的时候呢，大家不要以为说这个是对长老的，不是跟我没什么关系。
So don't turn out too soon.
不要这样下结论。
So because this message is for everyone.
因为呢，这个信息呢，是给每一个人的。
So I will say this for everyone from three different perspectives.
我要再讲到三个方面。
So this for the current leaders of this local church.
这个呢，是对目前的在职的教会领袖的。
So myself included.
也是包括我自己。
So we need to examine ourselves. Are we really following the directions of the scripture teaching.
我们要仔细地查验我们自己是不是遵循了使徒的教导。
So for the emerging leaders,
对那些未来的领袖
or whoever aspire the office of the leadership,
不管是谁他有志于做教会领袖的。
So I want to encourage you, this is the pathway.
我想告诉他们说这就是一条道路。
This is the divine requirements of you.
这个呢，就是一个对你的一个神圣的一个要求，一个条件。
And for the congregations,
对会众来说。
And I also want to remind you, this is your prayer list.
我也要告诉你，这是你的祷告。
So knowing that what the God requires of your leaders, pray for them.
因为呢，神要我们为我们的领袖祷告。
And not only just to pray for them.
不光是为他们祷告
but also follow their biblical and faithful examples.
而且呢，还要跟随他们敬虔的榜样。
So in a sense, this message is for everyone.
所以呢，我说这个信息呢是给每一个人的。
So thanks to the leadership, and the last week when we talk about this message, they gave me a freedom to speak, you know, whatever or however long I can speak.
谢谢教会的领袖陈。上星期我们在讨论这个主日的崇拜的话主题的时候呢，他们给我这个自由，可以谈无论多长的时间。
So, but I also promised them I will stay within the time frame I was given, about 1 hour.
那我也承诺大家呢，大概就是一个小时左右。
So it's both English and Mandarin translation. I have to make that clear.
包括两个语言。
So, and for that reason, I will only explain or teach about 2 verses.
所以在这里呢，我们就只讲两个经句。
So even though the passage Brother Ken read is from verse 5 to verse 9.
虽然刚才弟兄为我们念的是六到九节。
Yeah, verse 5 is the context.
五到九节是给我们一个背景的。
第五节。
第五节是给我们一个背景的。背景情况。
So I'll cover verse 6 and verse 7 this morning.
今天我们要讲的是第六和第七节。
And when we meet again, we will look at verse 8 and verse 9 next time.
下一次如果主愿意的话，我们要讲的是第九到十节。
So now you probably have more confidence in me say, Jack probably will finish these 2 verses in 1 hour.
所以呢，现在你就知道了，大概在一个小时之内，我们是可以完成这两节经文的。
So let's go. Let's just dive into the text.
所以让我们来查考。
Before I move on, I have to say this is probably not your normal sermon.
首先呢，我想告诉你们，这一次呢，可能不是一个一般的讲道。
So if I can borrow a term coined by a seminary professor, he calls it a lumen.
我们在神学院的一位教授呢，把这种讲道呢称为叫 lerman。
It's a combination of a lecture and a sermon.
是教导和讲道的结合。
So after all, you all come to the church wants to be taught, right?
我们当然总而言之，我们来到教会呢是要来被教导的。
So there's some lecture portion of that.
所以呢，在这个讲道里面呢，有一些教导的成分在里面。
So in the verse 6 to 9, Paul gives us a list of qualifications for the elders.
在第六到九节里面，保罗给出了一个合格的长老应该有的一些品格。
So I just want to remind you, verse 6 to 9 actually is not an independent sentence. It's an explanation of the previous sentence, verse 5.
请大家记得呢，六到九节呢，并不是一个独立的一些经句，而是对第五节的说明。
So if you pay attention to what the Bible says at the end of verse 5, there's a hyphen, like as I direct you.
他说呢，在第五节里面说，他说照我所吩咐你的。
So in some translation, like in the beginning of verse 6, they call namely.
在有一些翻译的版本里面呢，他说了就是直到是前面所说的。
So if you have a NASB translation, you will notice that.
如果你有个 NASB 版本的话呢，你会注意到。
So this basically tells, Paul tells Titus, okay, as I direct you, you might have a question. Okay, you ask me to appoint elders. What kind of qualification, what kind of man fit for this office?
这里好像就是提多对保罗问说，你叫我去设立长老，那设立长老的条件是什么？
So as if like Paul and Titus have a conversation.
好像保罗和提多有一个对话一样。
So Paul tells Titus, okay, here is my list.
所以呢，保罗就说，好了，这里就是我的条件。
Okay, so go look, based on this list, look for the qualified man for which, to whom you can appoint them as an elder.
好像保罗对提多说，照着这些条件呢，就去寻找那个合格的长老。
So, and also, if you read the Bible carefully, this passage really doesn't need any outline.
其实呢，你仔细阅读这一段经文呢，其实不需要什么解释。
So, because Paul clearly grouped them into two categories.
因为呢，保罗把他要说的话呢，放到了两个类别里面。
So, Paul basically tells Titus, "Look at this man in two areas."
他叫提多呢，在两个领域当中寻找这个合
格的人。So look at his life at home.
第一个呢，就是在他的家庭生活里面。
So verse 6.
就是指的第六节。
And also look at his reputation, his character in the church and in the community in general.
第二呢，就是在教会和社区的这个环境里面。
So basically, in both of these areas, he said he must be above reproach.
在这两个环境里面呢，这个人呢都应该是无可指责的。
So above reproach means there's no any credible accusations against this man.
无可指责的意思就是说这个人呢没有被任何人合理的持续的指责为犯罪的。
So I want your attention to this. This does not mean this man is sinless.
请注意呢，这个并不是表明说这个人呢就是完全无罪、没有罪的人。
If Titus can only appoint a sinless man into church leadership, we would have no leaders at all.
如果说我们要叫一个无罪的人来担任这个领袖的话呢，就没有人可以合格。
But nevertheless, the man's character must withstand scrutiny.
但是呢，这个人的性格品性呢，必须要经得起审查。
But Paul begins this at home.
而且呢，是从家里面的。
This is very significant.
这个是非常重要的。
Because the proving ground for the spiritual leadership is domestic faithfulness.
属灵领袖的素质品质呢，必须是在家里面，在家里面的忠诚委身表现出来的。
So if you look at the verse, Paul begins with said, "If anyone," in verse 6.
一开始呢，他说，若有人。
So it is if you read this, literally it's an open invitation.
这个呢是一个对所有人的一个邀请。
It's an open invitation to anyone who aspires to the office.
邀请那些有志于成为教会长老的。
So, but Paul gives more clarity, more clarifications in the next part of this verse.
在这一节的下半部分呢，保罗给出了细节的解释。
He says the husband of one wife.
他说呢，只做一个妇人的丈夫。
This is the verse have caused so much debate and discussions.
这一节经文呢，引起过很多的争论。
But we know that before we go into any details of discussion, I have to say that his relationship with his wife is the most definitive relationship.
我想首先呢，我想说呢，一个人和妻子的关系呢，是他最重要、最决定性的一个关系。
That is assuming he has one.
就是如果我们如果假设他有妻子。
I will come back to this later. Why I say this?
我待会儿要再说，再解释为什么我这样讲。
Because if we say, you know, I say the husband of one wife has so many different interpretations.
这一句即这一句经文只做一个妇人的丈夫呢，有很多种讲解。
So at least I can name five.
我在这里呢可以罗列出五种不同的解读。
So now you see why I said this is the lemon lecture part comes into play.
所以呢，你就知道了为什么我说这个是个lemon。
So the first one, obviously, someone have argued this is merely prohibits polygamy.
这个呢是讲到是首先呢就讲到说这个人呢是一夫一妻的。
So basically, he interprets this. We can interpret this phrase this way: the husband of one wife, not many.
我们也可以解释说一个丈夫。只有一个妻子，而不是有很多个妻子。
But this expression really bears a question because during Paul's days, polygamy was not a big issue.
但是呢，这个就有一个问题了，因为在保罗的时代呢，一夫多妻呢，并不是一个多严重的问题。
But others insisted this it excludes any man who has experienced divorce.
有些人呢，解读为这一集经文讲的是。要把那些离过婚的男人排除。
Regardless of a biblical grounds.
不管经圣经的背景是怎么样。
But we have to say that you know, divorce itself is not the issue Paul is talking about here.
但是呢，我们要想呢，我们要讲呢，就是离婚本身呢不是一个问题。
Because we say, you know, if any man divorced before his conversion, that's not an issue at all.
就像我们说一个人在信主之前他离婚呢就不是一个问题。
Because we were all sinners before we were converted.
我们因为在我们被我信主之前呢我们都是些罪人。
So Paul says in Ephesians 2:1 said you were dead in trespasses and sins.
这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书里面说我们都死在过犯罪恶里。
So,If we divorce based on some biblical grounds,
如果你是要基于一些圣经的原则的话
，So Paul says that he can remarry.
保罗说呢，他可以再结婚。
If someone been divorced based on the biblical grounds and he can remarry, I would say he definitely can pursue leadership at church.
如果是这样子的话呢，他当然可以来做教会的领袖。
And some argue say this probably means talking about if man get widowed, he should not remarry.
有些人呢说，如果说一个人失去了妻子了以后呢，他不应该来做长老。
So he interprets this way: the husband of one wife ever.
就是他就是说，这个条件呢，就是一个男人从来就只有一个妻子。
So and even some others say this probably means this has to be legally married, not single.
有些人呢解释说，这个男人呢必须是在合法的结了婚的。
So they interpret this way: the husband of one wife, not single.
所以呢就说到是要结了婚的，不能是独身的。
But we know for the fact of in the Bible say Paul listed Paul is himself.Probably was single when he evangelized when he was converted.
但是呢，我们从圣经里面呢，我们都看到，甚至保罗自己呢，大概都是独身的。
So we know from the Bible is though probably Timothy and Titus were singles.
从圣经里面呢，我们看到提摩太或者是提多呢，大概都是独身的。
And for sure we know Jesus was single, right?
我们很肯定的就是主耶稣是独身的。
So that probably won't go.
所以呢，这一条解释呢，可能不大对。
But the more biblical view in play here is, it means a man must be maritally pure, a husband loyal to one wife.
在这里呢，更多的是强调一个男人在婚姻上面的纯净，他只跟一位妇人结了婚的。
But why we think so? 为什么我们要这样想呢? Because the grammar in the original language points to a very qualitative character or description of the man.
因为经文本身呢，后面的经文本身呢就讲到了这个人该有的一个素质。
Because Paul's language is very intentionally general here.
因为保罗在这里他用的语言呢是非常的广泛的。
So general he can cover all the grounds.
就是这样，他很宽泛的。以至于它可以涉及到适用于各种的情况。
Because we say that, you know, the polygamy wasn't the issue at that time.
我们知道在那个时候一夫多妻呢不是一个问题。
But there was an issue, was a problem at that time. There was an issue, was a problem.
在那个时候呢不是一个问题。
So the problem is infidelity.
问题是不忠。
So infidelity was very rampant during Paul's days.
在那个时候呢，不忠这个情况呢是非常常见的。
So that led us to think probably a man in the church was prone to this particular sin.
所以呢，那个时候的教会呢，我们猜想，教会里面的男性呢，可能就是对这个罪呢特别的容易犯。
So that we come to a conclusion. Paul was trying to address this issue.
所以呢，保罗才在这里呢专门提出来要说。
So it's the purity, it's a loyalty to his wife.
是讲到一个男人对妻子的忠诚和纯净。
So the same phrase appears in the 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2. An overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife.
同样的语言呢也出现在提摩太前书的三章二节，那里说做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫。
So if you ask me, what does this exactly mean?
如果你问我说到底指的是什么呢？
So basically they said there were no other women in this man's life.
我就会告诉你说，这就指着说这个男人生命里面生活里面没有另外一个女人。
He is absolutely totally faithful to his wife.
他是完完全全的对他的妻子忠诚的。
So this applies to all the men, all the leaders in the church.
这个呢适用于教会里面的所有的弟兄，所有的领袖。
As I always say to my wife, said, you know, you are my first member to minister.
我会对我的妻子说，你就是我的事工的第一个对象。
So and that goes to the church. You know, the church, local church can have different pastors.
一个教会呢可以有不同的。牧师。
The pastor can go and come and go.
牧师呢，来了，也可以走了。
But the pastor only has one wife.
但是呢，一个牧师呢，只有一个妻子。
So that talks about the priority of pastoral ministry.
这个呢，说到教会的先决条件。
So this requirement actually, if you think about it, as we just sang in the hymns, you know the Church is the bride of Christ.
所以呢，刚才我们在圣诗里面唱到呢，教会呢是主耶稣的新娘。
So the elders, the leaders are called to model a faithful life to their wives.
所以呢，长老他是在体现，在做一个榜样，就是反映到基督对教会的。
So such a quality is a much needed quality for the congregation to follow.
这个素质呢是非常非常的必须的，在当时的教会。
So if we say that man's faithfulness to his wife is a most powerful, I would say, testimony in front of the congregation.
一个男人对妻子的忠诚是在会众面前的一个非常有力的一个见证。
So it speaks loudly.
这很强烈的说明
about of his commitment,
说明一个男人的委身。
So if you think about this,
如果你这样想的话，
if a man is not faithful to his wife,
如果一个男人对自己的妻子不忠诚的话，
how can he be trusted to be faithful to his other obligations elsewhere?
他怎么可以被大家信任来交托这样一个责任，以至于他对他的义务，其他的义务呢也忠诚呢。
So Paul talks about his definitive relationship with his wife first.
所以呢，保罗呢就讲到这个男人对妻子的这个关系。
So then he moves on to the second most definitive relationship.
接下来呢，他就会讲到对于一个男人第二决定性的一个关系。
So that's his relationship with his children.
这就是这个人跟他的孩子们的关系。
So Paul goes on to say, and his children are believers.
他说呢，他的孩子呢也是信主的。
So as you can see on the screen, this is the English Standard Version translation.
这个呢是标准这个标准的译法。
And this translation or this phrase has also caused so much debate.
这一个经句呢也是引起过很多的争论。
Because in the original language, they used the one adjective called, you probably heard about pista.
因为呢，在这个京剧里面呢，用到一个词叫做 pista.
A pista is a Greek adjective, can be either translated as believing or faithful.
这个字呢，可以翻译成相信的或者是忠心的。
And some argue that all the elders or the pastors' children must be regenerated Christians.
有些人呢就解释成说，长老的孩子们呢都应该是重生得救的基督徒。
But on the other hand, others maintain it refers to the children must be faithful, obedient, or submissive.
有一些人呢把它翻译成说，这些孩子呢应该是忠心的，顺服的，顺服在权威之下的。
If we look at a parallel text in 1 Timothy 3, 4, and 5, the clarity will emerge.
如果你看提摩太前书三章四到五节的话呢，就比较清楚了。
So there, Paul explains that he, that means the overseer, must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive.
保罗呢在那里说到，他就是监督，应必须好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
Here the emphasis is on the governance and order rather than on the guaranteeing the regenerated life.
在这里强调呢是管理和秩序，而不是重生得救。
So here I have to say that there are some well-respected commentators or preachers will bluntly say so in their commentary. When you read it, they will say the elders' children must be believers.
所以呢，我知道有一些人他可以说是这个长老的孩子们必须是信主的。
And he even, I quote, he said, if an elder cannot convert his own children, how can he lead others to the faith?
所以这些牧师或者讲员呢，他们讲说，如果一个长老都不可以把他的孩子带到主前，他怎么来带领一个会众呢？
I have much trouble to understand what he was saying or commenting in his books.
我不太同意，我不太明白他所说的。
Because that reminds me what Jonah said in Jonah 2:9, says salvation belongs to the Lord.
因为呢，约拿书第二章九节呢，说到说救恩处于耶和华。
No human father can regenerate the heart of his children.
没有一个父亲呢，可以把他们的孩子的心呢，弄成重生得救。
But he is responsible to lead, instruct, and discipline faithfully.
但是呢，他有责任忠心的来指导管束他们。
So just to make that clear, this is a teaching here that you know the children must be submissive, faithful, under control.
所以呢，这里讲到呢，这些长老的孩子们呢，必须是有忠心的，而且是端庄。
Salvation belongs to the Lord.
顺服的。
So actually, if you look at the second part of this verse, Paul explains himself.
其实呢，你看下面呢，保罗呢也解释了。
So Paul says, the children must not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination.
他说呢，这些儿女呢是没有人告他们是放荡不服的。
So that is to say, the children must not live a reckless, wasteful, and wild life.
就是说呢，这些孩子们呢，长老的孩子们呢，不可以是鲁莽的，生活放荡的。
So here again, the concern is not every child must already demonstrate their faith.
所以呢，这里强调的不是说这些长老的孩子们呢已经有这个信主。
But the father's leadership has resulted in the home characterized by order rather than chaos.
而是说这个父亲在家里面呢，他制造出来一个有秩序的，而不是一个混乱的一个状态。
So it's here Paul mentioned in the scripture said if he cannot lead those under his immediate authority, how can he lead others in the church at large?
这里呢就讲到说，如果一个父亲不能把家里治理的好，治理的有秩序，那他怎么样治理教会呢？
So as we all know, in fact, all Christian fathers are expected to manage his household well.
所以呢，我们知道了每一个基督徒的父亲呢，他都有责任管理好他自己的家庭。
So Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以呢，保罗在以弗所书的第六章四节说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和境界养育他们。
So after Paul talks about the man's commitment to faithfulness at home, he moves on to say his character or his reputation in the church or in the community at large in verse 7.
在保罗讲完一个男人在家里面他的职责以后呢，他就继续讲说这个男人在教会在社区里面他该做的。
So verse 7 says, For an overseer as God's steward, let's stop right here.
在第七节里面呢说监督是神的管家。
So here he used a different term to say overseer, not the elder.
他在这里呢没有用长老这个词，而是用了监督。
Don't be confused by this. An overseer is an elder.
不要搞糊涂了，其实呢管家呢就是长老。
So here, but overseerEmphasize more on the guardianship than see. It's a compound word. Say overseer means see over, watch over.
监督这个词呢，意思是监督照看的意思。
But an elder is more in the spiritual maturity in that sense.
而用长老这个词呢，它主要是强调的是属灵里面的成熟度。
If I may add one more comment here, an elder does not necessary to be an old man.
倒也不是说长老就一定要是年纪大的弟兄。
Maybe you see in the Old Testament when the Israelites used the term elder, it did indicate it's an old man.
在旧约里面呢，用到长老的时候呢，是指的年纪大的。
But in the New Testament, it has nowhere to indicate the elder must be an old man.
但是呢，在新约里面呢，当用到长老这个词的时候呢，没有一个地方指出来是必须是年龄大的弟兄。
But if you look at language here, we see the logical connection here.
但是呢，如果你来看的话呢，你就看到中间的一个逻辑关系。
Okay, Paul says here, this man must be fully committed and faithful to his wife and demonstrate leadership to his children at home.
这个保罗呢讲说，这个人呢必须在家里面呢是对妻子忠心的，而且也是负责任的教育孩子的。
And he used a connecting word for, F-O-R.
他就这样讲说，既。
So that means, well, people ask why does this man have to be fully committed to his wife, faithful to his wife, and show leadership at home? Paul explains, for an overseer.As God's steward.
在这里呢就讲到一个男人在家里好好教育儿女对妻子忠心呢，他在教会里面的一个表现。
And he also explains here, he moves on, which he always used this rhetorical device, that moving from smaller to a larger, a broader context.
OK, 保罗呢总是用这样一个逻辑，就他先讲到小的小范围的事情，然后呢再继续讲到范围更大一点的。
So he started from a home.
所以呢他从家开始说起。
And then move on to the church.
然后呢讲到教会。
Or we can say move on to a community or society in general.
然后呢就是可以理解成就是一个教会社区。
So he said an overseer is a God's steward.
所以他说呢，监督呢是神的管家。
A steward is a word with a very familiar to a careful Bible student.
这个词呢，管家的意思呢，管家呢这个词呢，对很多人呢很熟悉了。
So a steward is a manager and manages the estate and affairs on behalf of his masters.
管家的意思呢，就是他帮另外一个人呢管理财产。
There are certain characteristics describes the steward.
他的有一些词呢就描述到这个管家的一个品性。
So he has to be loyal to his master, right?
他必须要对他的主人呢要忠心。
And he has to recognize he is not the owner that under his management.
他也要认识到他自己不是财产的主人。
So that reminds us the church is Christ's church.
所以呢，我们也被提醒到说，教会呢是主的教会。
The church is not someone's church.
这个教会呢不是某人的教会。
I hope someone will say my church.
也不能说谁说我拥有这个教会。
So this is maybe in the very casual way that really indicates, you know, his mindset and his theology.
虽然大家嘴上口头上会这么讲，但是呢，在神学上面呢不是这样的。
Maybe you will say, Pastor Jack, you're too picky on this.
也许呢，你们会说陈牧师你太挑剔了。
And this is, I think, I just remind all of us here think this way. This is Christ's church.
我只是想提醒大家说，这是基督的教会。
We are merely stewards.
我们是管家。
So that's what he said. This is a very sacred trust God entrusted us.
神是给我们一个神圣的一个信任。
So Paul says.This man must be above reproach.
所以呢，这个长老，这个人呢，必须是他是要无可。
So if you look at original language, it is necessary. It is absolute necessity.
这个人必须是无可指责的。
So in the next three verses, 7, 8, and 9, Paul listed 12 characteristics.
在第七、八、九三节里面呢，他罗列了12个品性。
So in the time we have for the rest of this service, I'm trying my best to cover the first five.
在今天的讲道里面呢，我要讲前面的五个。
You would ask why the first five?
你会问说为什么前面五个？
Because Paul sectioned this into two parts. One is the first five is the prohibitive traits.
因为前面保罗呢把这十二个品性呢分成两组，第一组呢就是前面五个是禁止的。
So the next seven are the positive ones.
后面的七个呢是积极的。
So in other words, I will talk about what the man must not be.
所以呢，前面五个呢，我们讲到的是这个人呢必须不是什么样子的。
So next time when we meet, we'll talk about what the man must be.
下一次呢，我们就会讲到说这个长老的候选人呢应该是什么样子的。
So basically, let's look at this five quickly.
所以呢，我们要讲这前面五个。
Okay, the first one must not be arrogant.
第一个呢是讲到不任性。
So the arrogant is the word for self-willed.
这个任性的意思就是固执。
So the one who will always assert his position.
就是一个人呢。强烈的坚持他自己的
主张 or his own opinion,
或者他自己的意见
without any effort to listen to others,
而不听别人的
it's very, maybe a common word we can say, very stubborn.
我们常常呢讲说这个人呢固执刚
愎自用 the stubborn, if you think carefully or deeply, stubbornness comes from a pride.
你仔细的想一下的你就会知道固执呢其实是来自骄傲。
So this man is governed by his own pride rather than being submission or submissive to God.
我们就可以想到这个人呢是被他自己的骄傲所支配的而不是顺服于神的。
But we know spiritual leadership requires humility.
我们知道属灵的领袖呢应该有谦卑。
Not self-assertion.
不是一个自以为是的。
But at the same time, I want to remind you that self-willed or assertion, being arrogant or self-willed, is not the same thing as being courageous.
但是呢，我要提醒大家，就是刚愎自用、固执，并不是和有勇气一样的事情。
Because there's a fine line here.
是有一个区别的。
Because if you read the Bible, move on to the even verse 9, Paul will instruct Titus this. I read it.He, that is the candidate, must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it.
因为呢，在提多书的第九节，就接下来的一节呢，保罗就这样讲过，坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
So it's totally two different things.
所以呢，这个是两回事。
So self-willed and courageous are different.
自以为是、固执和有勇气是两回事。
So the second one Paul says must not be quick-tempered.
第二条呢，保罗说呢，这个人呢，应该是不暴躁的。
And this refers to a man prone to anger.
这呢，就讲到一个人呢，容易被激怒。
So I'm sure the difference between the being arrogant and being prone to anger is obvious, right?
这两个任性和暴躁呢是很显明的。
So must not be quick-tempered is someone easily provoked.
这个暴躁的人呢，就是很容易就被激动起来。
So I'm sure you all English speaking members would know that the word we call someone short-fused.
我们呢就会讲到说，这个人呢很容易一点就着了。
Or has a short fuse.
一点就着。
So this, but scripture consistently reminds us that human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness.
但是呢，我们的圣经里面呢多次的教导我们说，人的怒气不能成就神的义。
A shepherd must demonstrate patience and gentleness.
一个牧者呢应该表现出一个耐心和温和，
rather than volatility,
而不是一种易怒的品质。
So you all know too well, I think quick-tempered or a short fuse is very toxic or fatal to any relationship.
大家都很清楚，如果一个易怒的性格呢，是可以使任何关系都是有害的。
Let alone being a leader in the local church.
更不要讲说在地方教会里面。
A Christ church.
在主的教会里面。
So, but if you look at the Bible, the Proverbs probably have most to teach us in this area.
在圣经的箴言里面呢，有很多的教导是关于这个的。
Proverbs 15:18 says this: A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention.
箴言的十五章十八节呢说。暴怒的人挑起争端，忍怒的人止息纷争。
The Bible even teaches us to avoid those people.
圣经呢甚至教导我们说要回避这些人。
The Proverbs 22 in verse 24 and 25 says this: Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare.
在箴言的二十二章二十四和二十五节这样讲，好生气的人不可与他结交，暴怒的人不可与他来往，恐怕你效法他的行为，自己就陷在网罗里。
If earlier say I said this message is for everyone.
所以呢，我讲说这一个今天的讲道呢是针对所有人的。
So I can make a good example here. I will speak to those single men in this congregation.
我要对那些还没有结婚的
single women, I'm sorry.
还没有结婚的姐妹们说。
So when you are looking for a husband or a boyfriend even to date, so look for those one, this particular character. Make sure he doesn't have a short fuse.
当你在寻找未来的配偶的时候呢，要注意这一点，要注意对方不要是一个暴躁的人。
So he talks about not be arrogant,not be quick-tempered.
保罗讲到这个人呢不可以是任性的，也不可以是暴躁的。
So third, he moves on, must not be a drunkard.
第三个呢就是讲到是这个人是不是喝酒，不是酗酒，因酒滋事的。
Praise the Lord, I don't see that many drunk in our church.
感谢神，我们教会里面没有很多人酗酒。
But this drunk literally means someone lingering around the wine.
这个字的原来的意思呢，就是说有一个人呢在酒旁边逗留。
If you go to I'm sure if you go to a party or go to a function, there's an open bar or go to a wedding ceremony, right? If you go to an open bar, someone will just hang around the bar table all the time.
如果你去一个招待会或者是婚礼的话呢，你会看到有一些人呢，他们在酒吧那个地方呢就是逗留。
So just a cup after cup.
他们就一杯接一杯的喝。
So this Paul reminds Titus, this man cannot be a drunkard.
所以呢，在这里保罗就提醒提多说，这个候选人呢，不可以是一个酗酒的人。
But interestingly, Paul in the Bible, even in Scripture, in the New Testament, never says this guy must have, you know, absolutely abstaining from the alcohol.
Sorry.
So must not be like completely no alcohol.
Okay.
Does not teach that.
但是呢，很有趣的就是保罗呢，从来没有在新约里面讲过说这个人呢一点酒都不可以沾。
But we know that Paul also means that this man cannot have a reputation of being intoxicated.
我们知道说，保罗强调的是说，这个人呢不应该有酗酒的这样一个毛病。
But you know too well what is the best way to avoid that situation.
但是你知道说，怎么样才能最好的避免这个情况呢
？Don't touch it.
你根本就一点都不喝。
Right? So you know that.So this is that the man must be marked by sobriety and under control.
这个候选人呢，必须是一个清醒的，一个有节制的人。
So if I can, by extension here, it's not just the alcohol, but any other substance.
在这里呢，我们可以扩展到说，这个人呢，不被任何的东西所控制。
So here we have this in Ephesians 5:18, Paul says this.But do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书五章十八节呢，讲到不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
But I can ask you this question, if you know, if you, since you, or you, maybe just let me rephrase, you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit and also filled by some other spirits.
你不能同时被圣灵和其他的灵所充满。
No other spirit, I mean the alcohol.
Spirit 这个字呢也有烈酒的意思，就是你不能既被圣灵充满，又被烈酒充满。
Yeah, so that's basically the teaching here. Basically, the you know, I don't have time to go into details about the teaching in the scripture about the inference or the potential.Damage you could do to the ministry you have.
我们在这里呢没有时间呢，仔细的去讲说酗酒会对我们的事工、我们做的事情有什么样的毁灭性的影响。
But I'll leave you with the one verse in 1 Corinthians 5:11.
我想要跟大家念一下哥林多前书的五章十一节。
But now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother.If he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a man.
在那里呢，保罗说，但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的，这样的人不可与他相交。就是与他吃饭都不可。
So next he says, not be arrogant, not be quick-tempered, not be drunkard, and he must not be violent.
第四点呢就讲到不可以，这个人不可以是好斗的。
And this one really doesn't need any explanation.
这个呢不需要任何的解释。
Because it's very clear, said, not be violent.
就是。不要，不可以是好斗的。
So the means that someone is it's a striker. You know, in a word, we call it a striker, right?
你知道有人呢，他就是好斗的。
Someone always inclined to a physical fight.
他呢，很倾向于用。
So in other words, the you know the boxing glove is always ready.
他随时都是准备着。
But no, we know that you know the ministry is not an easy task.
我们知道，神的事工不是容易的。
Well, there's some, maybe there's some very contentious issues comes up during the meetings or in our ministry, together.
可能出现很多的一些的问题。
But if someone is always ready to fight, they always have a warlike temperament, he will always resolve any issue with a fist.
如果一个人他总是习惯用动用武力来解决问题的话
，He is not.A good candidate.
他就不是一个做长老的合适的。
He needs not to apply. He need not to apply.
他就不应该来申请做候选人。
So according to 2 Timothy 2:24, Paul writes this, the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to all.
在提摩太后书的二章二十四节，保罗说，主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人。
So Jonathan Edwards, you know, and he had written a very famous resolutions, and he listed many resolutions. In resolution number 58, he says this, resolved not only to refrain from an air of dislike, fretfulness, and anger in conversation, but to exhibit an air of love, cheerfulness, and benignity.
大家知道乔纳森·爱德华兹他写了很多的决议，这个其中有一条呢，就是说到不单要避免与人说话中的讨厌对方、烦躁和生气，还要展现出爱、愉快和慈爱。
Amen. So let's move on quickly. So I just found the clock on the corner of that. I thought there's no clock in the sanctuary, so I must speed up now. Okay.
我现在才看到那个角落里面的那个钟。
So the fifth one, so he must not be greedy for gain.
第五条呢，就是说这个人呢不可以是贪财的。
But it must be fond of a solid gain, we say.
不可以是爱那个不正当的获利的。
So this word describes a very shameful profit or greedy pursuit of any financial advantages throughout the ministry.
这个呢就讲到说，通过事工呢来达到一些不道德的获利，或者是贪婪的追求财力。
So Apostle Peter in his letter to 1 Peter 5:2 echoes this same principle.
在彼得前书的五章二节呢，也说到同样的原则。
So he said the instructing the shepherds not to serve not for shameful gain but eagerly.
他那里呢说到监督牧养教会呢，不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
But this one, like I said, like do not must not be violent. This really doesn't need explanation. But I want to point out this what Paul does not teach here.
在这里呢，我想指出来呢，保罗并没有说的意思是。
So he does not teach against the financial support of elders.
保罗呢，并没有说不可以对长老呢进行。财务上的支持。
Because 1 Timothy 5:17 and 18 says this, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor.
因为在提摩太前书五章十七十八节呢，保罗这样讲，那善于管理教会的长老当以为配得加倍的，配受加倍的敬奉。
Especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.
那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
So we have been teaching here in this church, say that according to the Bible, an elder is a pastor, is an overseer, right?
所以呢，我们在这里呢已经教导过，就是长老呢，他就是牧者，就是跟牧师一样，都是牧者。
So once I heard a conversation says, how can you tell the difference between the elder and the pastor?
所以呢，我也听到这样说，怎么样来区别？长老和牧师呢？
So one explanation given to me said, okay, pastor get paid, elder doesn't.
有人就回答说呢，牧师呢是拿工资的，长老呢不拿。
I'm not sure if I can fully agree with that.
我呢不是很同意这个说法。
So we don't distinguish elders and pastors by whether they get paid or not.
我们并不是用拿不拿工资来区别长老和牧师。
They are all the servants of God.
他们都是神的仆人。
God's steward.
是神的仆人。
So Paul does not teach against the financial support to the elders.
所以呢，保罗并不是教导说不可以给长老提供经济的支持。
But praise the Lord, in the church we have now, we have elders who are aspired and who are faithful to lead this church, and God has blessed them with financial security. They can do a volunteer. We call them lay elders. There's a term.
所以呢，感谢神，在我们的教会里面，我们的长老呢，他们神赐福给他们，以至于他们可以不拿薪水的来侍奉神。
I just want to remind the congregation that doesn't mean elders should not get paid.
但是呢，这个并不是说长老呢不应该得到报酬。
So here we look at the time we have. We have looked at the five prohibitive or disqualifying sins when Titus needs to look out.
所以呢，在这里呢，我们就看到了这五项的品质呢，是提多需要特别注意，一个候选人不应该有的。
So are these prohibitions guard integrity of the leadership?
这个呢，这五条呢就避免了，就保护了神家的领袖的一个正直诚实的。
They also protect the church from abuse.
也保护了教会呢不受到不好的影响。
And furthermore, they preserve the credibility of the gospel in the surrounding community.
也保守了这个教会向周边传福音的可信性。
So as we conclude today, I want to go back to what I said earlier in this message.
当我们要结束的时候呢，我想又回到一开始我所讲的。
So this message is not just for the elders or the emerging elders.
这个信息呢，不是光是对教会领袖和那些未来的领袖所讲。
But it is for everyone.
是针对所有人的。
But I also want to say directly to the current leaders, this standard is not measured by any other comparison to others.
我想提醒大家，就是长老的品性呢，不是跟别人去对比而得出来的。
So we must examine ourselves based on honestly and based on the scripture.
所以呢，我们必须要按照严格的按照经文来遵循经文。
So to the emerging leaders, these are the divine requirements of you.
对那些未来的领袖呢，这是一系列的一些神圣的条件。
So we must cultivate this covenant faithfulness at home and in the church.
我们那些未来的领袖呢，他们必须要在家里，然后呢在教会里面展现这样的品质。
So let me just remind, the office is never to be sought for status.
这个长老的这个职分呢，并不是为了给你来彰显你的地位身份的。
So the character must precede recognition.
所以呢，必须是那些有品性达到要求的人。才可以得到认可。
So to the congregation in general, I would say you have a vital role to play.
对会众来说呢，在这里呢也有一个非常重要的职责。
I want to thank the elders for the past many years the faithful service to this church.
我要谢谢长老和牧师们多年来对这个教会的忠心的服侍。
They carried us through the few years ago the pandemic.
我们特别是在那个几年的新冠的期间。
But we as a congregation, we need to continue to faithfully pray for these leaders.
作为教会的会众，我们需要继续的为我们的领袖来祷告。
And pray for their courage, pray for their leadership to lead us forward.
我们要为他们的勇气，为他们的领导能力来祷告。
So we have to say the health of a church hinges on the faithfulness of the leaders.
一个教会的健康呢是跟领袖的紧密相关的。
Oh, we should say the rise and fall of a local church depends on the leadership of the local church.
一个教会的兴旺或者是衰落呢是跟教会的领袖是紧密相关的。
If the leadership is compromised, the church will compromise.
如果领袖妥协呢，我们教会也是妥协的。
So may that never happens in this local church.
我们不要这个妥协的事情呢发生，在我们教会上面。
So again, we say, you know, Paul left Titus with a very daunting task.
所以呢，我们说保罗呢，当时把提多留在格里底岛呢，是让他要做这两项的任务。
There are many cities, many towns he needs to go.
有很多的城镇呢，他要去到。
To appoint elders.
去设立长老。
And this is a very clear approach.
这个呢是一个很清楚的一个方法。
So and he needs to go to Nicopolis to meet Paul quickly.
他还要去跟保罗会合。
So he didn't have much time.
他并没有很多的时间。
But I'm sure he must have spent a lot of time in his own time to pray.
我想呢，他也花了很多的时间来祷告。
So may that be our pattern here.
也愿我们也是这样。
Because every elder is called by the Lord.
因为每一个长老都是神所呼召的。
So we need to pray for God's wisdom and guidance.
我们为了他们有神的智慧和神的引导。
So may God grant His church leaders who meet those standards.
愿神赐给我们教会达到这些要求的长老。
May He continue to strengthen our current leaders.
愿神继续的来坚固我们现有的长老。
And may the congregation cherish and uphold the biblical pattern for leadership.
愿我们的教会的全体会众呢，都看重并且维护这些符合圣经教导的选择长老的这些条件。
For the glory of Christ and the good of His people.
这一切都是为了主耶稣的荣耀。和他子民的好处。
Amen.
Amen.